take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, the main feature of the site actually allows you to suggest show prep for our show. I mean, the show focuses on your calls, but in the absence of those, we've got to bring stuff up to talk about. And so our website has turned into quite the resource for our show and for our listeners as well, because obviously we can't talk about everything that is listed on our website. So it's like a place for liberty-oriented people to come to and find interesting stuff. Interesting news stories or YouTube videos or a blog post, whatever it is that you see online that you think other people that listen to the show might enjoy, you can go to freetalklive.com and submit it to the site, and then other listeners can vote up or vote down, depending on how they feel about it. And then the most voted up of the different items will make it to the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So a lot of the stuff you'll hear us talk about actually comes from our site, freetalklive.com. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
Oh, and Mark.
Wait, Dale, did I turn your mic on? Let me try that one. Try that one more time. Something is screwy with your microphone. I don't
know.
It was
my fault.
Oh, you're holding on the cough button.
It's Dale. I'm here.
Welcome, indeed. Now, so we are here to talk to you about absolutely anything, but starting things out here tonight, there's a news story that I saw today that I was a little bit shocked to spot. I was surprised that I hadn't seen this particular story, or at least I don't recall seeing this story a few years back. From the Washington Post, 2006, study finds no cancer-marijuana connection. I don't recall sharing this piece of news.
I thought it reduced your odds of cancer in certain types of cancer.
There has been a study about that. It was like brain cancer or something like that, right? I'm not sure about that. The largest study of its kind has unexpectedly concluded that smoking marijuana, even regularly and heavily, does not lead to lung cancer. The new findings were against our expectations, said Donald Tashkin of the University of California at Los Angeles, a pulmonologist who studied marijuana for 30 years. Sounds like a tough job. We hypothesized, he said, that there would be a positive association between marijuana use and lung cancer. Seems like a no-brainer, right? I mean, putting smoke in your lungs.
Combusted vegetable material. I mean, we've been told that gives you cancer.
Can't be good for
you. I heard something like it was a water. I don't know the validity of this, but I thought I heard something like it was a water-soluble smoke.
Yeah, I heard something like that too.
So that it doesn't build up in your lungs the way tobacco smoke does or something, or the way tar does.
Right.
Well, did you ever notice how I remember when I was younger and I was trying to hide my cannabis smoking, like from parents and authority figures and things like that. We noticed that if you were to smoke a cigarette in a bathroom, for instance, you would know that hours and hours and hours later. You could go into that bathroom, you could smell it. If you were to smoke a joint or something like that in that same bathroom, hours and hours later, there's likely not going to be a trace.
You know, that's true. Like, I will pitch a fit if I see someone smoking a tobacco cigarette in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, if I see someone passing a joint or something, I don't really it doesn't stick to the furniture.
Doesn't
linger in the furniture and make a horrible smell the way tobacco smoke does and things like that.
I mean, that's my everyman's explanation for this, right? I don't know what the science is here as to why cannabis smoke would be less dangerous to your lungs than cigarette smoke is. But here you go. The largest study on this has shown that's the case. In fact, the pulmonologist said that he believed that they would find a positive association and that the association would be more positive with heavier use. So the more you smoke, the worse off your lungs would be. He said what we found instead was no association at all and even a suggestion of some protective effect. Federal health and drug enforcement officials have widely used Tashkin's previous work on marijuana to make the case that the drug is dangerous. And Tashkin said that while he still believes marijuana is potentially harmful, its cancer-causing effects appear to be of less concern than previously thought. Earlier,
less concern, but it doesn't do it, right? Well, I suppose it could cause some other kind of cancer that doesn't have to do with lung.
I don't know. There's no evidence of that whatsoever, from my understanding.
Well, he said less of a concern. So.
Sure, well, they're still concerned, but they haven't found any evidence to back up their concern, basically. Tashkin said that earlier work established that marijuana does contain cancer-causing chemicals as potentially harmful as those in tobacco, he said. However, marijuana also contains the chemical THC, which he said may kill aging cells and keep them from becoming cancerous. So the active ingredient in cannabis, THC, that's the part that gets you high, he's saying may actually kill off the aging cells. Tashkent study founded by the National Institutes of Health, National Institute on Drug Abuse, it's a little complicated, involved 1,200 people in Los Angeles who had lung, neck, or head cancer, and additional 1,040 people without cancer matched by age, sex, and neighborhood. They were all asked about their lifetime use of marijuana, tobacco, and alcohol. The heaviest marijuana smokers had lighted up more than 22,000 times, while moderately heavy usage was defined as smoking 11,000 to 22,000 marijuana cigarettes. Tashkin found that even the very heavy marijuana smokers showed no increased incidence of the three cancer study. So this is the largest case control study ever done, and everyone had to fill out a very extensive questionnaire about their marijuana use. Bias can creep into any research, but we controlled for as many confounding factors as we could, and so I believe these results have real meaning. His group at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA had hypothesized that marijuana would raise the risk of cancer on the basis of earlier small human studies, lab studies of animals, and the fact that marijuana users inhale more deeply and generally hold smoke in their lungs longer than tobacco smokers, exposing them to the dangerous chemicals for a longer time. In addition, Tashkin said, previous studies found that marijuana tar has 50% higher concentrations of chemicals linked to cancer than tobacco cigarette tar.
Although, jeez, it really stands to reason, doesn't it?
Right. While no association between marijuana smoking and cancer was found, the study findings presented to the American Thoracic Society International Conference did find a 20-fold increase in lung cancer among people who smoked two or more packs of cigarettes per day. The study was limited to people younger than 60 because those older than that were generally not exposed to marijuana in their youth when it's most often tried. So I would call that a landmark study and shocking. I mean, even I would say, hey, it's probably not good to smoke. And I would still say it's probably not good to smoke stuff. But here they are saying that in the largest study ever done on marijuana and cancer, there's no evidence whatsoever. In fact, evidence that shows that perhaps it actually helps prevent it.
Yeah, it's.
I'm pretty sure there was another study that said that marijuana acts like Popeye spinach. I can't quote it, though. I can't remember. I can't, like, cite it. But.
It is. It really is, as far as I'm concerned, a miracle plant. I mean, this is a plant that can help people who have some of the most debilitating conditions. And I've seen the video footage of these people that are the medical cannabis users and how it provides them relief. It is so persuasive to watch these folks engage in using their medicine. It's an amazing. It makes an amazing difference for them within 2 to 3 totes. And, of course, with this study, it shows that the smoke isn't as dangerous as people might think. But even beyond that, if you really want to be safe with cannabis, get a vaporizer. Then you're not even dealing with smoke. Then you're just talking about vapor.
That stuff makes more sense to me. I mean, I'm not going to prescribe vaporizing to people or anything like that. But if you're going to consume marijuana, it makes sense to me that vaporizing is superior to smoking it.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, the vaporization process, you basically take the plant, you grind it up, and you put it in the vaporizer. The vaporizer then heats the plant to the point, it blows air over it, the more fancy ones. But you basically pull air through the ground-up plant, and the air is heated to a temperature that essentially heats the THC in the plant to the point where it vaporizes.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the plant still remains. So what you end up with after the fact is, beginning, you had green cannabis. At the end, you have brown cannabis. So it does slightly change through the process, but the plant material itself is still intact.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been combusted. It hasn't turned into smoke.
I think there's something, too, about just the fact that it's not hot when you're inhaling it.
It's still hot air.
A water pipe or something that cools the smoke. Yeah, but by the time you're inhaling it, it's cooled off. And so you're not inhaling something really hot into your lungs, because I've heard that the heat from smoking, I've heard this for cigarettes at least, it's just the heat from it can burn the cilia on your lungs, and that takes a while to grow back.
That's interesting. I've never heard that, but it sounds believable. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will take your calls about anything. What happens when the police kill a city? We'll find out here in a little bit. Also, again, your calls about anything goes. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. They are completely free, features including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download right there, front page of the website. In fact, if you click to the archive section, you can go all the way back to late 2006, meaning you get free years worth of this program. So head on over freetalklive.com and enjoy By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You need some collections work done? Sick and tired of trying to call the people that owe you money and get them to pay up? Well, call Jason Osborne over at SACL CAI, and they will handle it with respect. They collect with respect at SACL CAI. They've been on board sponsoring this show for years, and they're an incredibly great, liberty-oriented company. Highly recommend you take a look at SACL CAI for all your collections needs. Your banner is right at the top right-hand side of our website, freetalklive.com. Breaking news of a very bad sort. Just spotted this in my email box moments before we went. We started this segment here. In case you heard, you missed the show last night. Last night, Rich Paul and Capuzzo and another, I guess, young lady were arrested down in Massachusetts. A couple of the New Hampshire activists who are well known for their 420 celebration activism up here, smoking cannabis in public, that kind of thing, were arrested on alleged drug charges and gun charges down in Massachusetts. They were being held overnight in the jail there, and I suppose there was an arraignment this morning. It's my understanding they were still being held, because even after the arraignment, the claim was they couldn't be let go on these serious charges unless we get cash out of you, which is just so funny, right? Like, these are dangerous. These are serious charges and dangerous, possibly dangerous people. We can't just let them out of our jail unless you give us $500 apiece. I mean, that's the system, right? And so I guess the guys from Liberty on Tour, Adam and Pete, had gone down there today for the purpose of bailing them out. They'd taken a collection over the internet. They managed to collect some cash together to go down to bail these guys out.
And these guys are great.
And the word is they now have been arrested also. And the allegation is the reason why they were arrested is because they were videotaping while they attempted to bail the other two guys out, or the other three folks out. So now there's five people in jail down in Massachusetts.
It's crazy. You know, I mean,
they need more phone calls.
I absolutely, they need more phone calls. But, I can't say I'm terribly surprised. I think it's awful and reprehensible. But this is how it is when it comes to videotaping law enforcement officers in the rest of the country.
And Massachusetts is one of the worst of all the rest of the states. It's one of the most oppressive as far as
isn't that the home of the Free Lunch Project?
I don't know about that, but it is one of the most oppressive places as far as videotaping and recording bureaucrats, that sort of thing. So as we learn more about what's happening to Adam and Pete, Capuzzo and Rich, we will certainly pass the word on here, which is just such a shame because it's just such a bummer because Massachusetts is a terrible place to be. Please avoid it at all costs because this is the kind of crap that will transpire there. And I don't know what this means. I don't know if this is a felony wiretapping charge or how serious this is.
You know, Massachusetts has whatever benefits Massachusetts has, and one should go there if one needs to go to Massachusetts. One just needs to understand.
Not if you love freedom, you shouldn't go there.
One needs to understand that if you love freedom, it's enemy territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the news update. Our friends are in jail, and now more of them are in jail. 1-800-259-9231. We could use you here sooner rather than later up here in New Hampshire. If you're a member of the Free State Project, do what you can to move the plans up because there needs to be a real sense of urgency, I think, around this movement. 1-800-259-9231. We'll continue here going back to what I was originally intending to talk about. William Norman Grigg at LouRockwell.com is going to tell us a story about how the police actually killed a city. Brent Talmo once lost a job he really enjoyed, but he was eventually able to find a position in the same field with better pay and greater responsibilities. Sure, he'd been a troubled employee, prone to bizarre behavior and casual abuse of those described as his customers, but he was fortunate enough to find a new employer willing to overlook his mistakes. Now that employer, the Maywood, California Police Department, is being liquidated. In fact, the entire municipal government of Maywood, a Los Angeles suburb of roughly 40,000 people, is being dissolved on account of bankruptcy. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department will provide law enforcement coverage to Maywood, and a Rump City Council will coordinate delivery of services provided by neighboring Bell. In Maywood, as elsewhere, the economic crash has choked off the tax revenue on which the municipal government subsists. The town is currently facing a $450,000 deficit. But what finally broke the city, reports the LA Times, was the decision by the California Joint Powers Insurance Authority to terminate general liability and workers' compensation coverage because the city posed too high a risk. More specifically, the city was uninsurable because of a large number of claims filed against the police. Now, just as an aside here, speaking of activists getting arrested, one of our friends down in Texas, Barry Cooper, he is wanted currently by the police down there. His wife was arrested just a couple of days ago. And wasn't it Barry Cooper who suggested this very strategy at the Liberty Forum a couple years ago? Were either of you there for Barry's speech where he was talking about how you could really stick it to the police departments by going after their insurance?
No, I didn't know anything about it.
I vaguely recall something about that.
I don't know what the process is. I don't know how you go about doing this. But basically, you know, these people are required to have insurance by their municipal agreements and things like that. And if there's too much controversy, if there's if there are too many cases against the PD, the insurance company is going to pull out, especially if there are settlements.
Makes sense.
And so if the insurance company pulls out, you don't have a police department anymore, as is happening in Maywood, California, right now. According to Greg at LouRockwell.com, this is because the department had become the police equivalent of the Island of Misfit Toys, a sanctuary city for criminals in state-issued costumes. Ironically, Officer Talmo, whose career usefully illustrates how difficult it is to be rid of an abusive cop, was actually one of the less egregious examples among those given refuge by the Maywood PD. As an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy assigned to the jail, Talmo was a bully given to amusing himself at the expense of others and abusing fellow employees who rebuked his misbehavior. As the April 1, 2007 Times report summarizes, Talmo poured dirt into the gas tank of a county vehicle, placed a dead gopher in a prisoner's pocket as an apparent prank, then lied about it and tried to get another deputy to lie on his behalf, tipped over the bed of a sleeping prisoner, causing him to fall face first onto the floor and bloodying his nose,
yes,
and telephoned a fellow jail guard and referred to him as a snitch and used a racial slur. To be specific, Talmo called his associate an effing N-word. When Talmo was fired, then-Sheriff Sherman Block publicly singled him out as the primary culprit in a campaign of harassment aimed at prisoners, concluded the Times. Talmo was fired by the sheriff's office in 1986. He appealed to the Civil Service Commission. This is something only bureaucrats get to do. They get to actually appeal to their employer when they get fired. Like, you can't fire me!
Well, anybody can appeal. It's just that, you know, the government has so many rules on employees, and it's so difficult to get rid of them. I mean, it's what any employee can go back to an employer and say, hey, would you rethink firing me? Sure. Let me think about it.
No.
Oh, you're still fired.
Yeah. In this case, he came back.
An appeal is supposed to be someone else, right?
We'll come back with the rest of this story here in a few moments at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, Sam has gone out to Bullhorn, the city council here in Keene. We'll find out what happens to that later on. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo, show they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. If you're a lady listener, you can join the Shrine or just enjoy it. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Why would you want anything other than the very best when it came to personal protection? You can get the Tiger Light at tiger.freetalklive.com and save up to $100 through Free Talk Live because you're a Free Talk Live listener. It's proven to be the most effective non-lethal personal protection device in the world. It's been tested by police, military, and civilian self-defense instructors, and they get it for themselves and their families. It's tiger.freetalklive.com. I have one, Ian has one, and they're great devices. tiger.freetalklive.com.
Another update on our friends Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com. They are still down in Massachusetts, but an update from Pete's Facebook page, it was posted there that apparently they are remaining silent. So if you call the Greenfield, Massachusetts department to inquire, do not give them their names. So they are remaining silent, which may result in them being incarcerated for an indefinite period of time, as has happened with our friend Sam from ObscuredTruth.com. He was held in jail in New Hampshire for 58 days last year because he refused to give them his name. Even though they knew what his name was a couple weeks into it, they still held him there. So I'm not sure what's going to happen down south of Massachusetts. We will keep you updated as we learn more. But if you're calling to inquire about those folks, do not give their names. 1-800-259-9231. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about Maywood, California, where the police department is being liquidated. In fact, the entire city of Maywood, Los Angeles, is being dissolved on account of bankruptcy. And so we're telling you about, well, how did it come to be? What led to such a drastic thing happening? I mean, this is like great news, right? They're dissolving a city government? Cool. I wish that happened more often. Well, apparently, let's talk about one of the officers in this department. Essentially, what happened was there was too many claims filed against the police, and so the city became uninsurable. The insurance company decided to drop out. They said, we don't want to have anything to do with this. You guys aren't fixing the problems with the cops, so we're out of here. And then basically that meant that the city had to go away because they weren't insured anymore. Anyway, this guy, Officer Talmo, was an L.A. Sheriff's County deputy, L.A. County Sheriff's deputy, rather, and was known for abusing the prisoners and playing pranks on his co-workers. He was fired by the sheriff's office in 1986, appealed to the Civil Service Commission, and then 3 years later, a hearing officer recommended that Talmo be reinstated, with his punishment reduced to a 90-day suspension. The full commission accepted the hearing officer's factual findings, but upheld Talmo's termination. In 1991, after a five-year legal battle, a three-judge panel from the L.A. Superior Court upheld the decision. One would expect that decision to make it impossible to find employment as a police officer for Mr. Talmo.
No.
One would be wrong. Talmo immediately found a job, complete with badge, gun, and costume, with the Los Angeles Housing Authority Police. In fact, Talmo and his partner received a commendation in 1992 for bravery and heroism above and beyond the normal demands of duty. While cops were dining at a Denny's restaurant, a car smashed through one of the walls. Several customers were trapped under the debris. Talmo and his partner pulled the victims from the rubble and attended to their wounds. And their actions were commendable, of course, but it's not as if they had risked life and limb by rescuing a child from a burning high-rise or used their bodies to shield terrified pedestrians from gunfire. Any reasonably able-bodied person is expected to render aid to the wounded in a situation like this. Actions of that sort are best described as basic courtesy. Yet, according to their superiors, the actions of Talmo and his partner displayed courage above and beyond the normal demands of duty. Apparently, the normal demands
just
of duty...
Pulling someone from an accident?
Yeah,
from rubble. From some rubble is,
in a building
is above
that you're
and beyond
in.
Their duty? I mean, I would think that would be the basic expectation, certainly. But, like you said, of anyone, not just a police officer.
But it's better for the police department to give awards for their police officers' bravery and all that other stuff.
Yeah, there's an image there that they're working on.
You know, I mean, what kind of news story is it when the police chief says, well, that's ordinary behavior, and I think our officers should do that all the time.
So apparently the normal demands of duty would have been satisfied had the officers simply finished their meal at Denny's and left it to the others to care for the victims. It's likely that Talmo's commendation and award every bit as legitimate as the prizes handed out in the Dodo's caucus race from Alice in Wonderland helped secure him a position with the Maywood PD in 1998. Of course, he would have been welcomed there even if he'd left his last job by fleeing the jurisdiction to avoid criminal prosecution. Not surprisingly, Talmo found himself named as a defendant in one of the plentiful civil rights lawsuits filed against the Maywood Police and city government. The Maywood Police Department has the reputation for being an agency of last resort for those who seek employment as a peace officer, explained a March 2009 report compiled by the California Attorney General's Office. Review of the Maywood Police Department's hiring practices over the past 10 years validates this perception. So even their own people, even their own common gang members in the state of California government admitted that this police department is where all the bad guys end up. You can't get a job anywhere else in California? Go to Maywood.
Well,
they'll hire you.
One thing I would like to point out is that these gangs are fractionalized. You know, they have their own... They have their own clubhouses, as it were, for the gangs, and each clubhouse believes that their clubhouse is the best clubhouse amongst the other gang members. Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with any government agencies don't generally work well together, and there's a reason. It's because they think that the other people in the other area are bad, and they're trying to take more power from them, or they're stupid, or whatever their reason is.
The April 2007 investigative report by the L.A. Times found that at least one-third of Maywood's officers had either left other police jobs under a cloud or had brushes with the law while working for Maywood. The department was a full-spectrum cacistocracy. That's a new word for me. Can you look that one up? Cacistocracy. K-A-K-I-S-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. In February of 2008, the city council selected as police chief an individual named Al Hutchings, who had been convicted of theft and forced to resign from the LAPD. The man Hutchings replaced had been convicted of domestic abuse while serving as police chief.
Government by the least qualified or most unprincipled citizens.
Gotcha. So this Hutchings character replaced a police chief who'd been convicted of domestic abuse, and he himself, Hutchings, was convicted of theft. He's the police chief in this town. As the gathered scum of California's law enforcement culture, the Maywood Police Department met Augustine's precise definition of government of a government entity. It was a criminal band that achieved legitimacy not by renouncing aggression, but rather by attaining impunity. The department separated corruption like a freshly ruptured pustule. When abuses of criminal conduct could no longer be concealed or explained away, the officer would be permitted to resign instead of being fired. This enhanced the officer's chances of securing employment as a peace officer elsewhere, noted the report. That's, you know, common courtesy. That's called professional courtesy amongst the police departments. When you get a ticket as a police officer, it's professional courtesy to just make it go away. When you or just to not give the ticket in the first place. When you are, you're caught doing something naughty, it's professional courtesy to allow you to resign rather than to fire you so you can go and get a job and do naughty things elsewhere. According to the story, this is again from LouRockwell.com, William Norman Grigg. Story says that he could quickly be replaced by another troubled police officer eager to put his past behind him by enlisting in Maywood's merry band of armed plunderers. Beginning in 1999, shortly after Talmo joined the force and ending in 07, the Maywood police carried out a vehicle towing and impoundment racket that soaked up huge amounts of money for the city's parasite class. Supposedly begun for the purpose of removing unlicensed drivers from the streets, this was actually a criminal enterprise involving bribes, kickbacks, and other corrupt emoluments. The AG report found a glaring lack of documentation as to the rationale for impounding the vehicles that they seized. It also concluded the Maywood police routinely towed and impounded vehicles in situations that were not warranted under existing laws and precedents. Maywood PD defector told the AG's investigators that it was well-established practice. This is somebody who was on the inside who snitched them out.
They're just a disgruntled ex-employee.
They said it was a well-established practice to conduct traffic stops without reasonable suspicion in order to satisfy the demands of police officials who were pushing tows. Officers were expected to get at least two tows per shift. Checkpoints were set up and used to confiscate vehicles or, when possible, shake down motorists for what amounted to protection money. But there's more about Maywood. We'll share that with you here in a few moments. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Dale.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join Dale over at his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Lots of great liberty-oriented cartoon work. You can take a look at that, plus the occasional blog post or video blog from Dale himself over at anarchyinyourhead.com. A couple of our other friends from copblock.org have been arrested today. Another update came in from the Porcupine 411 service, which is a great little service that we have here. It allows activists to pick up the phone, dial a number and local to a New Hampshire number, and then leave a message. And when they hang up, that message gets blasted out to a bunch of email addresses and smartphones, that kind of thing. Dale, you played the audio during the break. Apparently, when they went down there to bail a couple of the other activists out, they brought video cameras with them. The cops there took issue with the video cameras, and the cops down there aren't used to activists like the cops, many of the cops here in New Hampshire. So they went after them. They arrested them for presumably wiretapping charges. I don't know yet. Maybe disorderly conduct. We haven't heard any of those details at this point. But apparently they did hurt Adam Miller in some way when they were arresting him. I've got the audio. I haven't had a chance to review it to see if we can put it on the air yet or not, but just to give you an update from our friends over at copblock.org, they have been, at least one of them has been hurt by the police down there. To what extent, I'm not sure. So we continue here talking about corrupt cops. This story from over in California. Now, you know, you think when you hear the stories about the corrupt cops out there in the mainstream media, they tend to focus on the big cities, right? I mean, it's a given that there are going to be corrupt cops in Chicago and L.A. and New York City and D.C. and Baltimore. It's a given that you're going to find corrupt cops in those places. But I've always said that wherever there is a police department, wherever there's power to be attained, the people in search of it will find it. And in many cases, little police departments can be as corrupt, perhaps even more corrupt than the larger police departments. I mean, these are the places where all the cops know each other, whereas in a bigger department, not all the cops know one another. You know, there are hundreds of cops in a larger department, so you know, the corrupt cops can kind of fly under the radar if there are good cops around. But in a smaller department, if there are bad cops in a smaller department and there's a good cop in there somewhere, he's going to be scared S-less because he'll know everything that's going on around him, and he'll know how just ingrained it is into the culture of the department, and he'll know there's nothing he can do to stop the corruption. And we're talking about one of those departments right now, the Maywood City Police Department. It's a suburb of Los Angeles. 40,000 people live in Maywood. And the city itself is being dismantled. They are taking it apart because of the actions of the police. There have been too many complaints, and the insurance company is scared. They don't want to insure these bureaucrats anymore, and so they're backing out.
And it's all because of the police department. I mean, essentially, yes. The entire city is being disbanded because of the police department. And it just goes to show there's a couple of things that can really ruin a town, and that is its school and its police department. They're big holes you throw money in.
So we're talking about how these cops in Maywood have been doing a tow scam where essentially the officers were expected to get a minimum of 2 tows per shift. They were setting up checkpoints, confiscating vehicles, shaking down motorists for what amounted to protection money. And hey, you don't want to get towed today, right? Well, $50, we'll let you go. Most of Maywood's population is Latino, by the way. In 2005, the city council declared Maywood a sanctuary city for so-called illegal immigrants. Although rooted in identity politics, this decision had the effect, perhaps unintended, of expanding the municipal revenue pool, since undocumented persons or MOS derived from Mojado were preferred targets for vehicle confiscation and other forms of highway robbery. Because if you're not legal, then it's even easier for the cops to come and take your stuff. Because what are you going to do? File a lawsuit? You can't. The AG report describes in 2005, August, a case in which police officer confiscated a vehicle with Oregon license plates. In fact, no motorist was safe in Maywood, particularly those with out-of-state license plates. In this case, the police officer cited the driver for failing to present a California license, confiscating the man's valid Oregon license as he wrote the citation. The cops summoned a partner in crime to tow the vehicle away, where it was impounded for 30 days. That's going to be expensive.
That's going to be huge. Mm.
The driver was able to get the spurious citation dismissed, but only after paying $1,500 in ransom to retrieve his stolen car. Multiply that example by several thousand for all the victims that they made out of this practice, and you begin to get a picture of what went on in Maywood between 1999 and 2007. Given the ever-escalating corruption and violence of Leviathan's armed enforcement caste, there are few more dangerous places to be than behind the wheel of a motor vehicle. Many of the cases of criminal police violence described in the AG's report grew out of traffic stops conducted in the service of the towing and confiscation racket. In March of 06, police stopped a driver for trivial infractions, a cracked windshield and a missing front license plate. Without legal cause or justification, the man was pulled out of the vehicle and handcuffed, narrates the report. When he was placed in the police vehicle, the officers, note carefully that it took 2 tax-devouring heroes to perform this service, intentionally pushed his head into the door a couple of times. Without probable cause, the officers proceeded to search the vehicle and seize 2 cell phones, approximately $200, and other miscellaneous items. The car was stolen by the cops, and the victim was arrested on a spurious charge of driving without a license. About a week later, the victim and his mother went to the police department in an attempt to recover their stolen car. They were unceremoniously rejected from the building.
The police department had every officer was expected, according to one of, you know, an officer that worked there, was expected to get 2 impounds a day per shift. And, you know, so obviously this is a big racket.
Mistakenly thinking they had left some important documents behind, the mother went back to retrieve them. When the car's owner found the papers, he went back into the police station to get his mother. Without warning or cause, he was assaulted by a Maywood cop who shot him with a taser. While recovering from that attack, the victim was physically assaulted by a Maywood police officer and taunted with a police dog by another officer, the report continues. He was arrested for making a terrorist threat and resisting arrest. A charge of resisting and obstructing an officer was also subsequently added. After being kidnapped and falsely imprisoned at the county jail, the victim was brought before a judge who ordered his release. Rather than being allowed to leave the courtroom, however, he was dragged back to a holding cell and then escorted out a side entrance. When the door opened, the man was confronted by the same uniformed thug who'd assaulted him with the taser the previous day. The thug then arrested him a second time on the same charges as he was walking out the door of the courtroom.
Having been released by a judge. It's a nation of laws, you know.
This time, the victim was held in jail for 5 days. Eventually, after the victim dealt with the impound fees and related expenses, all the charges against him, except the one involving the windshield and front license plate, were dismissed. But, hey, that's just the way the system is.
He'd already been punished at that point,
Hey, if you don't like it, get elected and change the system,
right.
Okay?
This is what, when people think that government is preventing crime, this is what cracks me up. First of all, it's not. Crime is still happening all over the place. And secondly, it's just monopolizing it. They've claimed a monopoly on crime. So these guys can do it because they have badges. They can commit what is just – they can just outright commit crimes. That's what this stuff amounts
impunity.
To.
Complete impunity.
Right. And I like – you know, I don't – obviously most police departments aren't this bad. This is a worst-case scenario. But take a look. What did the judge do to the police officer that arrested the guy for the same charge that the judge had just released
Nothing.
Him for immediately as he's walking out of the courtroom?
Nothing.
What you know, at this point, all of his charges got dropped. Sure, but how much did it cost him? Don't forget the impound fees, because his vehicle was in. You know, they won't let the guy go.
Good luck keeping your job too. And I mean, you know, the midst
right.
of all this.
You know, I mean, you're the kind of guy that gets arrested two times in 1 week. Do we really want you working here? And what did the judge do about it? Did these officers get fired? Did they get reprimanded? Did they get thrown in jail for abusing their power? No, nothing.
Maywood
and
Tops.
It's not, I mean, the judge doesn't work for the town. The judge isn't in on it in that sense. It's just, this is the way it works.
Others, Maywood Cops, like too many others in that profession, were eager to deploy their portable electroshock torture devices whenever a pretext could be found. In June of 2006, two young men were waylaid by two of Maywood's finest, who handcuffed them and then shot one of them in the groin with a taser. Neither was arrested and charged with a crime, or charged with a crime. The following month, several Maywood police officers, without legal cause or justification, used a taser on an individual and kicked and punched his face, head, and body while he was handcuffed. This again from the, this is the report from the Attorney General's office. The victim, in keeping with standard procedure, was charged, of course, with battery on a police officer, resisting arrest, and obstructing or delaying a police officer.
What else would you charge him with?
The victim, a college student with limited means, pleaded no contest in order to get the matter behind him. In September of that same year, a thug swarm from the Maywood PD tased, assaulted, and beat a father and son in front of their home. The victims were collateral damage from a separate assault being carried out by the thug swarm across the street. The son, sickened by what he saw, had demanded a badge number at the time. As he wrote the badge number down, one officer attacked him, and the rest of his valiant buddies joined in. Once the kid was handcuffed, he was then repeatedly attacked with a taser. There's a little bit more about what happened in Maywood. We'll explain it to you here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. You say that most departments aren't this bad, Mark, but it's hard to say that because we don't live in most places. We don't know what the stories are. And there are stories like this that come out all across the country. Is Maywood one of the worst? Maybe so. Or maybe we're just hearing this particular story. Maybe they just happen to be investigated, whereas in many other places, they just, you know, the Attorney General's going to look the other way. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.